This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I saw something over the holidays that would scare Jesus into me if I were a Democrat. And I'm talking, you know, that's pretty scary stuff if you don't scare Jesus into a Democrat. I'm talking seventh sign type scary. Now, I alluded to it in the first hour of the broadcast today, and I even played a piece of the audio for those of you who were paying attention. So, I ask you this question. Are you ready to understand what has Democrats panicked all over the country? The viral video and the implications thereof. If you are, then you are tuned into the right place, people. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I want to replay a piece of this video, that the audio of this video, and I challenge you to go see the video. And Donald Trump's going to promote this, but let me just play a little piece of the audio of this video. And this was a TV news person, that reporter, that went to New York on the idea that Trump might have a rally in the Bronx. And here was the reaction.
If President Trump came here to the South Bronx, would you attend the rally?
Of course. I would want to meet Trump. I would want to shake his hand.
He's the only president that I see that can ever make America great again. He's capable of doing that.
I would love to go to a rally with Donald Trump come, because I'm a big Donald Trump supporter, and I will support him 100%.
Oh, yeah, definitely we're going to show him love. We're going to show him a lot of love, and, you know, like they do in other states. We definitely need to see Trump here.
There's nothing but love for Donald Trump here in the South Bronx, the North Bronx, the East Bronx, and the West Bronx.
So, you tell me...
We want Trump to come back. Please, bro. Biden, get out of here, bro.
I would come to the rally and support Trump, because the Bronx needs a change, and we need somebody that's really going to help this community.
I would definitely come to a Trump rally in the South Bronx. I like him.
You do?
Yes.
Yes, I will come to a rally if President Trump was to come to the Bronx, and I also would bring other people to come to and support him.
Would Joe Biden get a warm reception if he came to the Bronx?
No, he wouldn't have. And I'll make sure of that.
Reporting for Newsmax in the South Bronx, New York, I'm Kara Castronova.
Scary stuff for the Democrats. I gotta tell you, I love the first guy, though, out of that scene. Of course. Of course, I want to meet Trump. I want to shake his hand. I probably exaggerated a little bit, but not too much. Let's just play that part of it.
Of course, I would want to meet Trump. I want to shake his hand.
But of course. But all the other people. I'm telling you, you got to see the video. You can't. Don't take my word for this. Pay attention. Don't take my word for this, white people listening to me. First part of the year, I'm here just to look. We're going to continue what we did in 2023. We're going to build up your backbones, but I'm giving you the real skinny here. Still, don't believe me. I don't want you to believe me. This is not a news program. This is for you to go do your homework. See, this is the way the university system is supposed to really work. Somebody inspires your thought, and you're like, whoa, that's deep. I never really thought about it that way. Or I didn't realize that. I didn't have that basis of knowledge. We can't know it all. All you can do is you can trust your instincts. But you know what you can really trust? Your training. So I tell people all the times, I go, it isn't trust your instincts. Sometimes that's good. But you can't trust your training. It is not hyperbole for me to call what I saw in that video the scariest video the Democrats can see, or, as I put it, allow to be seen. See, they can't stop that video from getting out. There was a time where they could have. Donald Trump's going to have a rally. Oh, let's squash that. Media will not allow people to see that. Social media will not allow people to read that, to see that, to hear that. There will be no knowledge, no speaking of this.
Kara Castronova of National Report. She interviewed people in New York City in the borough known as the Bronx. And you know what the Bronx is? The Bronx is, that is where it is, that ain't Manhattan, okay? The Bronx is where, you know, I mean, it's bad news in the Bronx. They made TV shows about the Bronx. That's where, you know, the beefs between the Italians and the blacks occur. You know, that's where the blue-collar guys go to work every day and do what they do. That's where the highest crime rates in New York are, in the Bronx. This is where the rubber meets the road for blue state New York Americana. It isn't the Manhattanites, the socialites. This is where the people that are living whatever the problems are, it's the Bronx. They got the worst schools. They got the jails. They got the overpopulation. They got the, you know, crowded conditions of this and that. I know that's overpopulation, but I'm reinforcing it. They got the drug problems. They got the prostitution. They got all the crime. You know what I mean? And that's who she interviewed. All those people that you saw. And by the way, when she goes on to analyze it, we didn't play the rest of the clip. She and her friend, she's like, I was blown away. She goes, I didn't expect that. The number of blacks interviewed who were Trump supporters shocked Kara Castronova. And I'm sure the viewers of that video were equally shocked because Trump is universally vilified. He's universally hated, isn't he? I mean, he's supposed to be. That's what they tell us. See, that's the media narrative anyway. Based on what we've been spoon-fed by the media, I would have thought that that reporter was taking her life in her own hands, posing such a question. Would you attend a rally? She should have been shaking. Would you attend a rally if Donald Trump held it in the Bronx? Of course. What'd that brother say?
Of course. I would want to meet Trump. I want to shake his hand.
So what do you think? I mean, you had some time to think over the holidays, didn't you? I mean, to stew on all that media narrative of Donald Trump being hated in the polls.
He's in a statistical tie with Joe Biden. Donald Trump, I don't know. Let's see. Can he hold out?
Donald Trump tried to steal our democracy, and he's still trying to do it. For those who do not understand the ramifications of all this, let me paint a picture of what could happen next. Let's say Trump does not get prosecuted for his attempts to overturn the 2020 election, or the prosecution and the trial get delayed beyond 2024, beyond the election, and he becomes president again. Then what happens? Well, there's no real need to guess. He's already telling us.
When I get back into the Oval Office, I will totally obliterate the deep state. They will be obliterated.
When we come back, we're going to talk more about the scariest video in a long time. Scariest one I've seen for Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at the Kevin Jackson Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Rachel Maddow often said during the Trump presidency, watch what they do, not what they say. As Trump makes another run for the White House, I'd like to amend Rachel's insightful admonition. Listen to what Trump says, because that's exactly what he will do if he wins the presidency again in 2024. With his threats just this past week on everyone from prosecutors and judges to the media and military leaders, Trump continues to promise a presidency bent on retribution and is gaining support among Republicans for his malevolent vision by the day. This is the nightmare for American democracy President Biden warned about in an important speech on Thursday in Arizona.
Concentrating power, attempting to abuse power, purging and packing key institutions, spewing conspiracy theories, spreading lies for profit and power to divide America in every way, inciting violence against those who risk their lives to keep America safe, weaponizing against the very soul of who we are as Americans. This MAGA threat is a threat to the brick and mortar of our democratic institutions, but it's also a threat to the character of our nation.
the biggest threat to America in my lifetime has been the Joe Biden administration. That fake coup-inspired, not inspired, I mean it was brought on by a coup administration that now resides over us. Everything Joe Biden said, he does. Everything he says Trump will do, this man is currently doing. And he says it as clean as he talked about his grades, as clean as he talked about, I haven't done any business with my son, and all the other stuff. And by the way, as I told you guys, in getting ready for 2024, plenty to talk about. All the old stuff from 2023, what baggage are we bringing into 2024? We, conservatives, what are we bringing? Let me tell you the baggage you're bringing into 2024. You ready? Truth. That's your baggage. It's a very light load. You can stick it in your pocket. You know what the Democrats have? They have porters carrying their bags. They got all kinds of devilishment, all kinds of dirt they're trying to cover up. And you know what the biggest part of it is? While they try to suppress the truth of Donald Trump, the truth of the MAGA movement, the truth of the American citizen that wants citizens like us, who want our lives back, who want government out of it, and who want a government that is fair and honest. Man, imagine trying to keep that truth, you know, hemmed in while you're also trying to keep your lies. Your lies about everything, man. Your lies about COVID, J6, the election, the foreign policy, you name it. The things that are impacting you on a day-to-day basis. And everything I just talked about is why when Kara Castronova of National Reports went out and interviewed people in the Bronx, and she got the most crazy reaction of people going, we would love to see Donald Trump do a rally here. Man, of course I want to meet Donald Trump. I want to shake his hand. He didn't want to shake him. He wanted to shake his hand. He wanted to thank him. How many people said, I want to go back. I want to go back to where I could afford stuff. This wasn't contrived. It wasn't made up. This wasn't some right-wing conspiracy. This was on-the-street people in probably one of the most representative areas of America, the Bronx, that you could possibly have. These are people dealing with crime, poor schools, poor health care, rampant inflation, inability to pay their bills and get good housing. And I could go down the list, illegals coming into their area. Let me tell you, those illegals that are coming into New York, oh, there's a few of them hanging out in Manhattan, but they're going to end up in the Bronx with the brothers and the Puerto Ricans. I don't know if you know, but there's no love lost between the Puerto Ricans and the Mexicans or the El Salvadorans. The Latino population, it can be just as cliquish as anybody else. So these people are struggling, man. They Donald Trump's the worst guy ever. This is what MSNBC said. Rachel Maddow said it. It's got to be true, right? The media narrative, that's what you've been spoon-fed. Donald Trump is a pariah. This reporter was taking her life into her own hands when she posed that question. But the number of blacks who supported Donald Trump was scary. And what are the implications? Clearly, if Trump gets this type of ground-level support in what is considered a blue state, then what must he be getting elsewhere? And here's a hint, people. Don't believe the polls. Oh, I know, folks. Donald Trump's in the lead. That's what the polls tell you. So you can believe him. He's leading Joe Biden, not by much. I mean, almost everywhere, but not everywhere. And just by enough, but not statistically enough for us to be able to cheat, not cheat him in. No, he's there. Oh, they want you to believe. Oh, yeah. Just like they did with the old red wave that was coming. They gave us enough hope, and then they manipulated the machines, and they pretended the red wave didn't happen. If you believe the red wave didn't happen, shame on you. Look, it doesn't matter what Democrat you insert against Donald Trump, he will crush any of them. I don't care what the polls, he's 3 points ahead of Joe Biden in this state, 4 points here. No, he's not. He's double digits. Easily. The same way he's kicking Nikki Haley's butt, Ron DeSantis and all the others, he's kicking Gavin Newsom's and all these other guys' butts as well. they can't find a great white hope, or a great black hope, or a great brown hope, or a great yellow hope. There is no color hope that's going to save them against that orange man with the blonde hair. Okay, orange white man with the blonde hair. We got to colorize it all, don't we? This ad hoc poll of these people in the Bronx explains so many things. And one of it is the inability of the left to get Donald Trump has made him untouchable. See, Democrats actually managed to make Trump the victim. Ordinary people now view Trump through the prism of self. And what I mean by that is Trump resonates within them. It's one thing when something is off in the distance, like you see the Empire State Building and you go, well, it's an interesting building. But it's one thing when you go into it and then you ride up it and suddenly you can embrace the whole thing, the majesty of it all. It becomes a very different feeling. It's no longer a distant thing. It's something you can relate. It's like going to Paris. You can hear about Paris all you want. You can hear about the Eiffel Tower. It can conjure up all kinds of things. But until you go there and you see it and you've been up top of it and you're like, whoa, that's when you go, wow, this is something special. They manage to put you, to transport most of America inside of this man named Donald Trump. They made him a victim, and ordinary people can now resonate with him. And I mentioned this a while back, that these incessant attacks on Donald Trump actually ended up hurting the Democratic Party because it made black folks realize that it wasn't about black and white. It was about who the Democrats decided to target.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The death toll after the earthquakes in Japan's risen to 48 as people there continue to take shelter on high ground. At the same time, we're learning Southern California experienced a 4.1 magnitude earthquake just before 8:30 Monday morning. The U.S. Geological Survey stated the epicenter was off the coast of Rancho Palos Verdes in Los Angeles County. Fortunately, there have been no reports of damage or injuries from this. Initially reported as a 4.3 magnitude quake, it was later adjusted to 4.1. The truck driver involved in the head-on collision that killed Dixie Chicks founding member Laura Lynch could be facing criminal charges. A sergeant with the Texas Department of Public Safety told TMZ they're awaiting results of drug and alcohol tests that were taken of the truck driver. Investigators say the driver got into Lynch's lane while attempting to pass two vehicles. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Running a political campaign at the national level, I don't know if there's anything tougher. You better be a master of lots of things. I'm not talking about a jack of all trades, master of none. You better be a master of all trades, not a jack in anything. I'm telling you, jack of all trades, master of none. Yeah, no, you don't want to be a jack. You want to be the legitimate deal in all these different areas, because if you're not, you're going to get crushed. People coming at you from 15 different directions. How should we market this? How should we social market this? How should we say this, do this? And you want to know why Donald Trump is successful at it. Because he doesn't care. He says, I'm going to be the candidate, and you're going to figure out what to do with me afterwards. Because he's not apologizing. You know what I'm saying? He's saying, I'm going to tweet. I'm going to go off the teleprompter. I'm going to give a stance on something. I'm going to back away and say, you know, I'm changing my view on this. And you're going to respond, campaign. You know what campaigns do? They say, no. Here's how you're going to do it, candidate. And the candidates go, okay, let me remember everything these 15 different inputs people told me. Don't use this keyword. Don't use this phrase. Don't say this. I've worked inside some big campaigns. I'm telling you what happens. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. That's how they get buried. So the thing about it is, you're going to get hit with lies, you're going to get hit with innuendo, and you're going to get hit with half-truths. And the media is going to respond to it based on, are you the belle of the ball, or do they like or dislike you? Look at Joe Biden. I mean, Joe Biden would be hammered. As a Republican, the guy couldn't run for dog catcher. I'm making a big point here because I want to get to this Nikki Haley thing that came up over the holidays. So, you got the obvious lies. Oh, Donald Trump's colluding with the Russians. What did they milk out of that? I mean, that was just such... Donald Trump's in bed with the Ukrainians. When who was? The obvious person in bed with the Ukrainians was Joe Biden and his family. But they just blatant lies. And then there's the innuendo. Well, Donald Trump could right now, what is it? He could come back and get everybody. Who knows what he's going to do? They don't know what he's going to do. Here's Trump in his own words saying he's going to get everybody. Donald Trump said, I'm going to drain the swamp. I'm going to take these crooks that are in your government, these, what do you call them, vermin? I'm going to take these vermin out. Look at what he said he's going to do to the vermin. Oh, he used the word vermin. See all the innuendos and then the half-truths. Oh, Donald Trump says he's going to clean house. Yeah, he is. What's wrong with that?
Well, he's going to be a dictator.
Let me tell you what, most of us would never run for public office. You don't even want to run for city council. Because I don't want to end up in jail for retribution. And it wouldn't be them saying something about me. It would be dragging your family in it or something, right? And I'm going to tell you, it's dirty at every level, even for little things. But it's really bad at the national level. So I applaud anyone who's willing to enter politics. Wait, for the right reasons. What we've learned, I'm going to tell you what I've learned, and I'm going to bet you've learned the same thing. Politics is dirty. Politics is unquestionably the most dirty thing I've ever seen. I don't care what kind of porn you've watched in your life. It could be restricted in 50 countries. And it is not nearly as dirty and as filthy as politics. Politics will get you killed. What's this kind of kid, Seth something, that worked for Hillary Clinton? They're just starting to come out with what he gave information to WikiLeaks. I'm not getting all into conspiratorial stuff. I'm just saying people will kill you over politics. Did you watch House of Cards? Did you watch the stuff that was going on? You think they make it up? You think that people aren't sanctioned because they know too much? Right now, all these Barack Obama chefs and paramours that seem to die. Maybe they just can't keep Barack's secrets. Point is, when you get to that level of politics, it's worse than being in the mafia. I watched a clip of a campaign strategist. She was doing an interview, and her best advice, and I'm a campaign strategist as well, and I've said this to many, what I'm going to say to you that she said, I say it all the time to candidates. The best advice is you better know who you are when you get into politics. And my secondary advice that she didn't say, but what I would say as the follow-on is, you better be willing to stick to who you are, because it will get tested. You have to have a rationale for everything that you do, and you have to be able to say it with conviction and let people know there was no sellout, there was no money changing hands, there was nothing. Here's why I did it. If I voted for something you didn't like, let me explain why. Here's what they did. Here's how they forced me to do it. Or here's why I didn't do it, because I'm going to force a change the next time. But you better be willing to stick by it. So we wonder what's happening to these candidates. Ron DeSantis. We're going to get into Nikki Haley, because Nikki Haley made a huge screw up. It doesn't seem like that big of a deal, but it is. So I'll begin with what happened to Ron DeSantis, because his campaign's on life support, connected to a breathing machine that's got no brain activity. Republican operatives invited Ron DeSantis to enter the Gladiator arena, and he accepted the challenge, but he hadn't done the work. He was all but assured that he would be the heir apparent to the presidency once Trump was fully dispatched. And like they did in the movie Gladiator, the emperor said, I've arranged it. In other words, I've arranged to have Trump killed. I brought in the tigers, and I brought in the gladiator that's never been defeated, and I'm going to make sure that Donald Trump is out. So, Ron, you don't need to practice. You don't need to prepare. You don't really need to be a gladiator. I'll just say that you are. But a few things happened in the interim, and the next thing you know, Ron's not doing that well. So let's begin with what happened. The debates. DeSantis probably won the debates on substance. I didn't watch any of them. I think there have been four. But I think he lost the debates in the matter of public opinion, because he was supposed to trounce the other second place wannabes and emerge with all of their support. He was supposed to beat them so soundly on principle. Look at what I've done with Florida and Florida. Look at what I've done in Florida. And the report, Once he got that accomplished, the rhino contingent of the Republican Party would mount a new set of offensive in conjunction with the Democrats, and they would get rid of Trump forevermore. The problem was, Trump didn't go away. And in fact, with his newly designed nuclear-powered Teflon suit, Trump became even more powerful. And as DeSantis struggled to simply maintain himself as a top second-place, distant second-place challenger, I should say, Trump targeted him. Now, Trump said, Ron DeSanctimonious, and he started pointing out Ron's fallacies. And a lot of people were like, there's quintessential Trump, name-calling and all that, and Trump was saying, no, you want him as your gladiator? I'm going to show you what happens when he picks a fight with a real gladiator. And then DeSantis wanted to respond. He got in his own way. He didn't do himself any favors. He droned on and on about Florida, as if that's going to impress other areas of the country. They didn't have the same issues that Florida has. He's also horrible on foreign policy. And then he tried to do this mock debate with Newsom that was going to be these two juggernauts going at it. And, of course, how'd that go over? And as all this was happening, he was ignoring the whispers in the wind. People were like, I'm telling you what I heard. They were like, he doesn't have it. He doesn't deliver. He doesn't have that it factor. And so this is going on. He's not making any adjustments. This campaign isn't saying, Ron, we're going to dress you up. We're going to say this. You know, we know you feel like this. Let's retool this, that, and the other. And let me put it this way. He wasn't doing it on his own, so somebody was going to have to help him. And that's when you know you don't have the right candidate, just so you know. So things started to shift in the direction of Nikki Haley. She did okay in the debates, and quite frankly, maybe people thought that she beat him in a few of them. But what happened was perception shifted to Nikki Haley. And once that happened, then the money started going that direction. And if you believe the fake news press, then you might stupidly believe that Nikki Haley can win the Republican nomination. Once DeSantis' light hit dim, the Republican establishment needed a new champion. And since one didn't emerge, they needed to create one. Enter Nikki Haley, stage left.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Republicans had their new champion, Nikki Haley. Yay, yay, you go, girl. Yeah, she's the same old tired Nikki Haley, the turncoat who said she wouldn't run if Trump ran. What has she done that suddenly made her viable? Nothing. She's just not Trump. But the polls will tell you.
Oh, geez, look at Nikki Haley.
If she and DeSantis shift spots, I mean, I don't know who's really number two right now, but let's say that she's defeated DeSantis, she's overcome him. How does this impact the Republican nomination? Let me give you the answer. No more than if you or I declared that we were going to run for president right now. But that won't stop the media from pumping her up until this recent thing. But before we get to that, let me just say this. In one of the funniest posts that I'd seen, Newsweek explained how Nikki Haley is, quote, closing in on Trump.
Kevin Jackson Show, you're listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'm bringing you the unvarnished truth, the way I see it. All of these are my opinions. I don't bring you any news. I will bring you what other people call news. It's an article or it's an information that's something that's out there, but it is not news. I bring you things that are in the news, however you define it. But these are my opinions about things that I discover, headlines, whatever. I could be watching a guy mow his lawn, as I yawn, and I'll tell you about that. If that's considered news, good. It may be new to you. Isn't that the kind of the basis of the word? It's news. It's new to me. Now, I'm going to keep as much as I can from delivering the fake news, but not get snookered by an article here and there. But the point is, all of this is opinion. But it's pretty valuable opinion if you listen to it and certainly are discerning on your own. I'm already synthesizing it, breaking it down for you, but some of you are brighter than I am. Many of you are. And you know what to do with this info. Anyway, Rasmussen had a survey of 792 likely Republican voters, and they said former South Carolina governor is second place candidate in the GOP primary at 13%. While Trump is way ahead with 51%. Shocker! Haley, who has seen some momentum for her 2024 campaign off the back of strong performances in televised debates, has seen her support in the rise marginally in the primary and is up 4 points from the 9 points she recorded in the previous poll. Now, there's another one around New Hampshire, and this is where she screwed the pooch, and we're going to get to that in just a second. Said Haley narrowed Trump's lead in New Hampshire to 15 points. So he's now 44 to 29. And, of course, everybody else is other. So now Trump has dropped below the, you know, that magical 51%. So he's within reach of Haley. She could catch him in New Hampshire. Again, they want to make sure you understand Trump is gettable. Now, Joe Biden, he's not gettable. Don't talk about Joe Biden. Nobody can touch him. I want to play this clip because here's where Nikki Haley has found herself in a bit of a quandary. And she gets asked this question. It's a simple question. And maybe you can hear it. We're going to play the whole clip. But she's asked, what was the cause of the Civil War? But here's the clip.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Ambassador.
Thank you.
Please, what was the cause of the United States Civil War?
Well, don't come with an easy question or anything. I mean, I think the cause of the Civil War was basically how government was going to run, the freedoms and what people could and couldn't do. What do you think the cause of the Civil War was?
Ouch. First of all, do you see how long it took her to answer? And then when she finally does, she says, oh, it couldn't give me an easy question. It was an easy question. It was an easy question. If you know history, and if you know what your role is to be an ambassador for the Republican Party, what better setup question could you get? What was the cause of the Civil War? Do you want to know the Kevin Jackson, what I would have said? I would have said, great question, my friend. Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution. You know, the Democrats tell you often they want to protect the Constitution. You know what Article 1, Section 9 was? It prevented slaves from being imported at any time after January 1 of 1808. And the Democrats said, we're going to get around this by making the children of slaves, slaves. And that's what they did. So during this period from 1807 through 1865, if you were born into slavery, if you were the child of a slave, you were a slave, you were property, you were cattle. And it was a thwarting of the Constitution. And what happened was the Southerners said, we're going to keep this process going, and therefore slavery could go on forever. And the North, the Republicans, said, no, this was meant to end slavery in this country. And even though there may be Republicans who signed the Constitution who had slaves, they said, we're going to end this practice. That will be the end. And it was a 20-year grace period to let all this happen. So that was what it was supposed to be. And what Nikki Haley could have gone on to say is, so while Republicans had said, we're not going to let this barbaric process continue, Democrats decided it was worth going to war over, and Republicans obliged. And that's why 380,000 plus Republicans gave their lives over that one clause of the Constitution. And they went to war with over 250,000 of their Democratic brothers who wanted to continue slavery. And thank God we were, as we are as Republicans, on the side of righteousness. And we won. And that is why I see these beautiful, color-filled faces in the audience today that can sit here wanting to give me their vote. Now, had she said anything close to that, she'd be a hero. She could have gained some points. She isn't going to catch Trump, but she could have gained some points. But of course she didn't say that. Because you know what? That knucklehead knows nothing. I'll tell you another thing. I actually had this conversation with Nikki Haley, just to give you some inside baseball. When Nikki Haley lowered the Confederate flag in South Carolina, after the church shooting or something, and she says, we're going to be the first state to take down the Confederate flag. And she was all proud of herself. And I said to her, I said at the time, not to her, but I said, Nikki Haley should have said, we're going to be the first state to take it down. And I've asked the highest ranking Democrat to give them the honor of doing it, because a Democrat put that flag up and a Democrat should take that flag down. Now, when I spoke to Nikki Haley about it, we were at an event together, and she says, no, Kevin, I just feel like, you know, they put it up, we should be the ones to take it down. And I said, you don't get it. You look like the person who put it up if you're the person that took it down. She's now, I can understand her thinking, well, it was a symbolism of, you know, of us taking it down. They put it up, we pulled it down. Well, you didn't get that across good enough. What you should have said is, we didn't put it up and we're not taking it down. They're going to take it down. We're making them take it down. That's you forcing them to do something that's probably against their will. And she never got it. And I thought to myself, if you're too obtuse, and she's nice about it. She's, no, Kevin, I disagree. And then, and I was like, okay, hey, listen, thanks. And walked away. Because that bugs me. And see, this is another perfect opportunity. Here's what CNN had to say. Do we have enough time? We don't. Clip's a little too long, according to my producers. But essentially, they said, what a screw up. Now, here's why they said Nikki Haley screwed up. They said she should have just said slavery. Well, to some degree, they're right. But she needed to put it into the contextual fabric of what I just gave you, which is Democrats wanted slavery. They wanted free labor to produce their goods and services. What an advantage they were going to have over the world. Wouldn't it be nice if we all had slaves dedicated to us and we could get stuff done for free? Well, that's not the way the world works. And Republicans, so she, I gave you what should have been said. So, but it shouldn't have been just a quick thing of slavery. She should have developed it the way I told them. But what they don't like is this idea of, well, it was about government control. And, well, what do you think, sir? And flipping the question back on the questioner. That's not leadership. And people got it. And they also sensed who she really was.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.